IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Muhsin Naqvi and Shaykh Rouhani. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sayyid Naqvi, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to get into the important topic of the foundation of the family, or as some say, the institution of the family, and its role in order to answer some of the needs of human beings in today's world. Okay, Shaykh, so if in Islam, the family foundation has its own values, if somebody wants to talk about the merits of the family, especially in today's world, what are they?
You know, we should understand that we as mankind, as human beings, we are always in need of some people to support us, to take care of us, to protect us against all the evil things that might happen in our lives. It is not only in our childhood that we are in need of that. Particularly when we become old, at the end of life, we are again very much in need of those kind of care, those kind of protections and supports. Unfortunately, in these modern systems, you see that the people, when they get old, unfortunately, their children, their family, leave them alone. That is one of the really painful part of life of the people in this modern life.
Okay.
While in Islam, we are told that to take care of our parents like children when they get old.
Yes.
So we must be supportive, we must be protector for them. And we must be helpful to them. We must be kind. We must be merciful to them.
Yes.
As they were merciful and kind to us when we were a child. So this is very much important, that we should not leave our parents alone in a place that there is no one to take care of them, to support them, to help them. So at least this is one of the really, really important things, or important merits of having a family or family foundation in Islam. That we must live in this way.
That's right.
And the other problem is that, unfortunately, in modern life, when you not have a kind of legitimate sort of family, and of course, then you have no responsibility regarding your children.
Yes.
Then your children are raised, or let's say, brought up without mercy, without kindness, without that kind of compassion that the parents, that the mother should give to him, and the children should raise up, should be brought up merciful and kind to the others.
Even some laws allow the children to, disobey their parents. For example, a father in the Western world cannot talk to a daughter. Say, I'm 18, I do everything I like, so I have the law is supporting me. So if you're going to say, do this or do that, I'm going to pursue you in the court or something like that.
This is
really an unfortunate news for the family foundation. So how a son or a daughter is going to obey the parents?
Yeah, you see, if you bring up your children with full of mercy, with full of kindness, then that child will be merciful and kind towards the others.
Okay.
But if you leave him or her when they become 18 years old, this kind of extreme kind of individualism is there, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, they
leave their children. You know, when your daughter becomes 18 years old, 19 years old, he is more and more in need of your support.
Yes.
You must be careful about him. You must take care of her. You know, unfortunately, in the Western societies, in the modern societies, see, they leave them.
Yes.
So, of course, this girl and this boy will be misused, abused by the others because they are in need of taking care. So that's why I think in Islam, when it is said that the responsibility of parents is to be always supportive of the children, and then the children should be supportive of their parents when they are in need of that.
Yes.
So this is the system of lifestyle that we have in Islam.
That's right.
And that we should follow, because it's the best for the whole life of the people.
You know, the unfortunate news is that when they are criticizing the Muslim world, they criticize it because of, for example, underage marriage. And this is my point. But it then gets to underrate sexual assault in the Western world. For example, the girls, sorry to say this, but the girls are happy that they lose their virginity at the age of 13 or 12. And this is happening in the schools, okay? So on that time, the media is silent about all these problems in the Western world. But it gets to the Islamic world, say, how, for example, a girl at the age of 13 or 14 or 15 is going to get married? This is the problem. Of course, according to fiqh, you know, it needs its own fatwas or something like that. It depends on the body or something like that, on the mentality of the girl or something like that. But I do want to say the justice is not observed in their judgments about the world of Islam and the family foundation in Islam, on which Islam emphasized very much, especially when we are talking about the role of the mother as the main nurturer of the children in the family, who is going to nurture a society in the future. This is really important. But unfortunately, the role of the mother nowadays in the Western world is not, the child has mother and has a stepmom or a stepdad or stepfather, okay? So
father has a girlfriend as well. Maybe the mother has a boyfriend.
As a boyfriend. You know, this is not a family. This is not a family foundation that we can say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was after.
When we talk about the Islamic perspective of the family, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said like, ma buniya bina'an bina'u fil islami ahabbu ila Allah ta'ala min at-tazwij. The best foundation, which is in Islam and which is the most lovable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the relation of marriage. Now, when we talk about the marriage, obviously, the first thing is we need to look at the position of the family. Mm-hmm. What is the position of family? When we talk about the position of family, Allah says that لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. This marriage is for the peace.
Peace.
Today we are looking after peace. No one has a peace. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the responsibility of husband and wife. Islam also talks about it.
Yes.
For example, when Islam talks about husband and wife, it says like you both are created from yourselves, that you are one, you're not two. So you need to basically sacrifice for each other. You need to love each other. So this is very important.
That's right.
The second thing is that obviously, which we said for the family, that it is the means of peace. Taskunu. On the other hand, qurrata ayn. Qurrata ayn is also something, you know, it's an Arabic term.
Yes.
Where, you know, my eyes are kulled, for example.
Okay.
Like it's the extreme level of peace.
Yes.
That when a person enters home, when he sees his own children, his wife,
the
his family.
The honor of the eyes can be translated.
The honor of the eyes, yes. Okay. So that can be referred to this.
Yes.
On the other hand, obviously, when we talk about the system of the family, mm-hmm. it's the, obviously, the relation. Mm-hmm. That or the responsibilities in the family, the management,
yes.
you know, because we are animals, like social animals, socializing animals, we are said. But obviously in the animals, we also see that there is a leader who's leading the whole group. In the family, Allah made responsibilities for everyone. As you mentioned about the mothers, the training is the responsibility of the mother. On the other hand, bringing sustenance and providing food is the responsibility of father, which was in the other, societies as well.
That's right.
It's not only Islamic, non-Islamic Jesus. Societies has the same thing.
Okay.
That the outer management, the affairs that are related to the outside the house, it's given to the father. And the management, which is related to the inside,
that's
it's given
right.
to the mother.
Okay.
That she has to train a person. She has to give a leader from this house. She has to bring up or brought up a leader or scientist or maybe a professor, a lawyer, you know, from a good man.
A mother.
A mother.
A mother from the daughter. That's
yeah.
Right.
So okay. she, it's her duty.
Okay.
So she has to do this. So this is very important.
For the next generation, that's right.
On the other hand, obviously, we are looking at one aspect,
mm-hmm.
which is the West, and West has also given the same aspect, and
yes.
that is only the sexual relation between two people.
Unfortunately, that's
unfortunately,
right.
Unfortunately, this is the thing.
So whereas, when you limit a family
yes.
or relation between the two only into the physical one and the sexual one, and that time the family lost its color. Okay, that's
when
right.
we look at the when we look at the Quran, when we look at the. Juz 5, which is chapter Nisa, and verse number 24 and 25, mm-hmm. there Allah talks about the marriage.
Okay.
And there at the end, there is a phrase where Allah says, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ الْعَنَةَ مِنْكُمْ. This is for those like marriage, and even, you know, we have a temporary marriage as well.
Yes.
The both thing is when, you know, you have the fear of getting into the sin, committing sin. And that is when you need to have relation with your wife. Mm-hmm. The problem is that even when we marry today, we only think about one thing between husband and wife, and that's the sexual relation.
Unfortunately.
That's Whereas right. What is happening is that this even in this desire of it's a natural desire.
Yes.
It should come naturally.
Okay.
It shouldn't come by watching something, mm-hmm. by living in a society where there is like people are half naked. It obviously, you know, makes you or motivates you towards this thing.
Yes.
So if it has naturally been built up, mm-hmm. okay, there Allah has put a kind of entertainment or you can say like enjoyment in this relation. But this is not the case. You know, the reason that we enjoy like the husband and wife when they have a relation or sexual relation, they're enjoying it.
Yes.
This enjoyment is because Allah wants to increase the generations through this.
That's right.
You know, if there was no enjoyment in it, would anyone perform this action?
Mm-hmm.
None. The only people who would perform it were the scholars and the preachers and the rabbis. You know?
Really?
The religious people who had the fear of God.
Okay.
In order to, you know, have the generations continuation.
Okay.
If there was no enjoyment, Allah put enjoyment in it. But this enjoyment is not the goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing.
That's all right.
You know, I said this, I think, in the previous program that, you know, we unfortunately follow religion because of the rewards,
mm-hmm.
whereas reward is not the goal.
Yes.
Similarly, in the husband and wife relation, this sexual relation is not the goal. The goal is something else. The goal is that human being needs to increase their, you know, generation and to train them.
That's right.
That's the main thing, to manage, to live in a society, to build up a society. You know, the main problem with the same-sex marriage, there is no society there.
Okay.
Can the same-sex marriage bring up a kid, like give a birth to a kid? Never.
They can give a birth to a kid. Natural method, you know.
Matter, like they have to borrow a sperm from someone.
Yes, the borrow one, yes.
They have to borrow something from from the opposite sex.
Yes.
That's the main issue.
Yeah.
So this LGTB, you know, all these things,
all...
These are all insane.
That's right.
You know, why? Because they're not following the natural path.
Yes. Unfortunately, they are not following the natural path. And this is the nature of the nature of the human being is being changed nowadays because of, as you said, these deviations that are broadcasted on the media, especially. The media has its role. In the past, we could see less and fewer rates of such deviations in the past generations. But nowadays, because of the role of media, the new cultures are getting into the societies and different communities all across the world. Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, anything missed about the family?
One point that I could add is this, that from the Islamic perspective, we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the whole universe and also the creator of mankind. So he created us naturally in a way that in Islamic rulings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, of course, you have to follow these rules in your lives. So because he knows our nature, he knows that who is a woman and who is, for example, man, who are men, who are women. What are some of the natural characteristics of them? And based on those natural kind of characteristics, they should take these certain responsibilities, the women and the men. So these are the things that as principles of Islamic beliefs or of Islamic jurisprudence and law, we believe in. That's why in family, when certain rules and certain responsibilities are given to men and women, these are something... in accordance with our nature, that we are created in that way by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we follow, and we should not think it as just, as it was mentioned rightly by Sayyid, that for example, sexual kind of pleasures that we may enjoy. It is not. There are lots of other things behind
this. It is included
in
this.
It is one of them might
but
be,
the main goal
course,
is something else. That's right.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani and Sayyid Mohsen Naghwi, for your presence in the program Viewpoints. It was very kind of you. to another episode. God bless you all. Fi Yaman Allah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you to doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't.